Now the law has been put in place that our military can sodomize and they can do bestiality stuff.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't read the whole NDAA. It was thousands of pages, but I scanned over the sections that I saw Ron Paul talking about and stuff and read it. And I heard it's got bestiality in it. And I was like, come on. And I went and pulled it up, control F'd on the computer, you know, for keyword search, bestiality. And it says the military can take pigs, cows, whatever they want, right into the barracks. Guys, pull in NDAA, legalizes bestiality. You cannot make this up. I mean, it's always, that's what I mean. No, it says they're now going to have pigs on base and goats and stuff. I mean, who can, it said the troops now, like, instead of, like, just showing two women kissing on the cover of a magazine, they're not going to be met by, like, a cow or something when you get off the ship. Bob Chapman, your take on that. I'm not kidding.
It doesn't get any weirder than that. I'm telling you, that is unbelievable.
And by the way, as for Radio Log, ma'am, we probably should have every show available on DVD or something for sale, but we just never did it. All the archives are online, saved. And if you can got friends and family that are savvy on computers, I'm not very savvy, they can download it and put it on disk or whatever for you. But by radio log, what specifically do you mean?
I want to know what stations I can find you on when I go across the country.
Oh, you're talking about an affiliate list. Yes, that's it. GCNlive.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Yeah, there's Texas GOP Vote is talking about it. Texas Senators Vote to legalize sex with animals in National Defense Authorization Act. So they found a Texas article. Just type in NDAA bestiality. You'll get like AP Reuters. Yo, Bob, who can make this up?
It is beyond anything I ever thought would happen. I knew of the rampant pedophilia that had gone on for the last 100 years that was recordable. But bringing animals into the act is I don't know what's behind that.
I shouldn't laugh, but pretty soon it'll be you'll get arrested like in Europe if you criticize groups. You'll go to a party or you'll go out and there'll be someone there like with their monkey or their pig dressed up and there'll be wedding services. No, I'm not kidding. Their group's calling for that, Bob.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody shows up, get married to their donkey. I mean, what? There's no end to this. Oh, man. Oh, okay, I shouldn't. We'll be right back with more of your calls straight ahead, and then we've got... Yeah, this hadn't been a big media issue, but I have seen it in the news, and during the break, I looked it up. At White House press briefing, reporter asked if Obama approves of bestiality because it's in the new National Defense Authorization Act. And here's the report. The two Texas senators voted for it. I mean, well, you can't be politically incorrect. Here's the Indiana Express News reporting. SPCA reports alleged bestiality with dogs. Well, you're being bestophobic. You're just not open-minded. Okay, this is unbelievable. Yeah, Senate defense bill removes military ban on sodomy and bestiality. That's off LifeSite. Here's a Washington Post article about it. And they report it like it's kind of cool. You know, hey, this is trendy. When I talk about trendiness, folks, that, you know, they sell, it's not trendy to like Ron Paul. He's a kook. It's not trendy to be into freedom. Hey, look at these guys. They don't want troops on the streets. They're crazy. Meanwhile, a couple years ago, they're crazy. They think we want to put troops on the streets. Now we are, but they're still crazy. And and the general public just kind of buys into all this stuff, those that aren't awake. We've got Gary Franchi coming up here. I'm going to do a special year-end top 10 news stories from our perspective, not on the nightly news and a lot more. Ray McGovern's joining us, but we do have a whole other hour coming up. As we talk about Ron Paul and a bunch of other issues I haven't gotten to yet. But I want to go back to the calls in this little short segment, the next with Bob Chapman before he's got to leave us. But let's go ahead and go to some more calls here. But I mean, just briefly going back to this, Bob, more and more, I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone episode. Don't you feel like that?
I really do. And it's things I never expected. I didn't think that that kind of agenda would be important. But the way they've shaped this whole thing, it's the total disruption. Now, you brought it up earlier with the acceptance of homosexuality and to keep the birth rate down and things like that. So it figures if you're not doing it human to human, maybe you should go off and do things with animals. And so I guess it does conform to today's thinking in their part. But I would have never thought that they would get into that.
Well, all I can say is that things are definitely going insane. Robert in Texas, you're on the air with extremists who think that the military should not have pigs on board aircraft carriers for the captain's pleasure. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I guess I'm one of those extremists, too. I'll try to make this quick.
Yeah, when you see a squirrel in a tree, you don't get excited. You are a bad person.